Why? Because somebody is decided not to take anything from the appearance of the kingdom in sunset. He may decide not to take anything, not to eat, not to drink, not to have sexual intercourse with his wife, from the appearance of the kingdom. But he did this not with the intention of getting rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person in Sharia will not be regarded as fasting. Rather, he will be regarded as somebody who is just embarking on an exercise, not the Sharia fasting. And that's why this is because Ibadah much is something that one has the intention of drawing near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is called Ibadah. And this is where he talks about bid'ah. Anything that has nothing to do with Ibadah, you can't call it bid'ah. If you call it bid'ah, this is what bid'ah will have here. It will be a linguistic bid'ah, not a technical bid'ah. Because the technical bid'ah in Islam, this is the bid'ah that has to do with what Ibadah. If someone says, for instance, let us observe a kind of nothing. With so-and-so raka, with so-and-so recitation, to ask the person where the evidence establishing this. Is this established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran? Is this established by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sunnah? If the answer is no, then that's what we do. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is, Allah shuraka shara'u tawfim al-deen Mala yala bi'illah. You lay our partners. Shara'u lahu al-deen. Those who are dedicated for them are part of the deen. Mala yala bi'illah. What Allah has for them said. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Iyyakum wa muhdathatil umur. Avoid the newly introduced matters. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. Every newly introduced matter in the deen is called bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٌ. And every innovation in the deen is ضَلَالَةٌ in guidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every ضَلَالَةٌ in guidance leads to hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what should be. So, and that's why when we talk about ibadah, Ibadah is something that is tawfiqiyah, that is based on the text. No text, no Ibadah. But when it comes to doing things of the dunya, one can decide to do whatever I want to do. As long as this is what this is related to the dunya, not to Ibadah. But if it is Ibadah, there will be a text of tradition. So somebody who decides not to eat for 2 days, for 3 days, if the intention is not that what you want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the refraining from eating, this will not be considered as what Ibadah, and will not be penalized for that. As long as what this has not affected him, this has not led to a destruction. Someone who decides that he's not going to get married, for instance, if it's not doing this, never to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no harm. On condition that what he doesn't commit here. But if he says, I'm not going to get married because I want to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than before, then in that case he says, where is the text that says that you should abandon marriage for the purpose of drawing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no evidence for that. And that's what that should be the act. The same thing is applicable to the one who is fasting. So whoever is embarking on a particular type of fasting, there must be an evidence that establishes that this type of fasting is what is accepted in the deen. If there is no evidence, then that is what is being done. So let's go back to the definition of Asiyam or Asawm. Asiyam or Asawm is Al-Imtina'u عن الأكل والشرب والجماع is avoiding eating, drinking, having sexual intercourse with one's wife means to your ex-wife from the appearance of the two dogs et la roche qu'elle possède. بنيتي التعبد لله والانتشار of worshiping Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So this is the definition of what fasting. So which means somebody who eats after Salatul Isha, for instance, they can say a fasting commences from after Isha or from after Maghrib. No, fasting commences with the true dawn. True dawn, no more eating for the one who wants to watch, who wants to fast. Before true dawn, one can watch, eat, one can drink. In fact, it is something that is recommended to eat something before watch, before the true dawn. And it is preferred that we delay the eating in close watch to the appearance of the true dawn. This is what this is preferred. It doesn't really matter whether you eat after the Salatul Isha, then after that you don't eat anything. But you don't be regarded as fasting on the watch. Food dawn commences. If food dawn has not commenced, then you are not regarded as what? Fasting. Because fasting begins from food dawn till sunset. Then after sunset, whoever does not eat will not be regarded as what? Fasting anymore, only if they are not taking anything. Because fasting ends with what? With sunset. And that is why the definition of fasting as an internal outlet fasting and in fact it was should be wajima mituluri al-fajri ila ghurubi shams biniyyatin ibada is the perfect definition of fasting in Islam. So we said fasting is called as-siyam or as-sawm. So both of them, they are qualified. Is it sawm or is it siyam? So the event is from sawma, they are assumed in the sawman, siyam. So both of them are correct. Now when we also say kitab as-siyam, kitab as-siyam, we say what? The book of siyam. Now kitab is an Arabic word. No, we have just concluded kitab with the car. Kitab is from kataba, or we say kataba is from kitab. Kataba, yani jama'. Kataba means to watch, to collect, to bring something together. So when you bring a hadith of the Prophet of Allah, Allah is talking on a particular matter, you gather everything, I compile it with this, before what? A kitab. So when we say kitab here, that is a hadith that talk about here. The author gathered a hadith and placed them in what? In a particular book that also contains some other a hadith that are not related to what? To fasting. But all that have to do with fasting, he gathered them and put them together. This is from what? A kitab. So then we have what? Bab. Bab, that is a hadith on Siyam, that are treating a particular thing within the Siyam, this will be called Bab. Obviously, clear. Take for instance, a hadith talking about Sha'ban, for instance, a hadith talking about, maybe Sahur, a hadith talking about, all this will be grouped as what? Bab. So when we say kitab, kitab is a hadith that has been gathered together on a particular topic. And that's why in Open Source of Fire, for instance, you see what kitab is called, kitab is siyam, kitab is so and so. And a hadith that are related. So you gather them. So then we'll be talking about babu. So here we have what? Kitab is siyam, a hadith that are related to fasting. Now, when we say fasting, there are various types of what fasting. But to talk about fasting of Ramadan, this is what a kind of fasting. When was this introduced? Fasting of Ramadan was introduced in the second year of Hijra. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 13 years in Mecca calling to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No fasting that was not obligatory, that was compulsory. Though the Kuffar of Mecca will also fast, they will fast the fasting of Ashura, according to the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the day of Ashura, that is the 10th of Muharram, was the day that the Kuffar of Mecca will fast. They were fasting for a different purpose, but they will fast it, which means fasting wasn't a strange thing to the community of the Arabs before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they have been fasting just as they have been given what sober from the people before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Messenger of Allah. So the fasting of Ramadan itself was not introduced until the second year of Hijra, that is the emigration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. He said he spent 15 years in Mecca, then he left Mecca for Medina when the persecution of the Kuffar of Mecca was serious, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to leave Mecca to Medina. And getting to Medina, the second year of his getting to Medina, fasting became compulsory. The fasting of Ramadan. Then when he got to Medina, he was also fasting the fasting of Ashura, as we shall explain. The fasting of Ashura was being fasted by the Muslim community in Medina. The Prophet ﷺ sent some people out to proclaim to people that whoever has eaten anything should stop eating, and whoever has not taken anything should not take anything. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَشُورَ. For today is the day of Ashura. So this was in the second year of Hijra. This was in the fourth year of Hijra. That is the fourth year of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. Now we said the Kuffar of Mecca had been fasting Ashura before the fasting of the believers in Medina. But the Prophet started the fasting of Ashura in Medina. When he got to Medina, he saw that the Jews were also fasting. And he said, why are you fasting this day? He said, this is a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Musa alayhi salatu wa salam from Fir'aun and his people. فَقَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكُرًا. So Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam fasted this day shukran, in order to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are also fasting. The Prophet Allah said, نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. We are more entitled to Musa than you people. We are closer to Musa than you people. So the Prophet Allah also fasted it, and he ordered the believers to also fast it. So scholars said this was the fourth compulsory fast, that is the fasting of Ashura, that the people were commanded to fast. But then, the second year, the fasting of Ramadan became compulsory, or was introduced, not became compulsory. So the Prophet Allah said that whoever wants to fast Ashura should watch, should fast. So among the companions, there were those who will fast, and there were those who will not fast the day of Ashura, but the day of what? Of Muharram. But the fast continues to the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ninth year of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the tenth year of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, was told that the fasting of Ashura, that is a day that the Jews were always in high esteem. So there was this so and so, and the Prophet said, وَلَا إِنْ جَاءَ قَرْبِهِ. لأقل من نفع ساعة. إن الله سبحانه وتعالى prolong my life in next year, I will fast the next day of Muharram in addition to what? To the 10th day. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preached, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave to witness the following year. So the statement that he has left behind, so makes the companions to also include the night of Muharram to it, and that's why the believers of fast night of Muharram and 10th of Muharram. The both of them are not composed, because the Prophet of Allah said, whoever wants to fast can fast, and whoever does not want to fast may not fast. But going back to fasting of Ramadan, Ramadan started as scholars have said, it started as an optional thing. Whoever wants to fast, to fast, and whoever wants to feed, to feed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, that وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةُ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتِيقُونَهُ, that is those who fast this fasting with what difficulties. فِدْيَةُ طَعَامُ, they فِدْيَةُ for them. طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ, feeding the miskin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ تَتَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْ تَسُومُ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Whoever got the tawwur, whoever got the righteous deeds in order to draw me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is better for him. وَأَنْ تَسُومُ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ مِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. For you to fast, this is better for you to know. He said, this is what? The beginning of the fasting of Ramadan. It started what? As an optional thing. Either you fast or you preach. Then this was followed by the verse that it is compulsory for one to fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tashar Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Qur'an hudan linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan faman shahida minkum ash-shahra falyasum. Tashar Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. Hudan linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda, as guidance for people and something that proves of criterion which separates the good from the bad. So whoever witnesses the moon or sights the moon, so they are told they should come. So this land is known as Lamul Amr, the land of command. Finally, so they should pass. So it is with this verse that the fasting of Ramadan becomes compulsory on whoever has the ability to fast. Whoever has the ability to fast. We said whoever has the ability to fast, because we have other verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. So whoever is sick or is عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ, is on suffer, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ, he should postpone the fasting till some other day. So fasting of Ramadan becomes obligatory on the second year of the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. And since then, the Hijrah of fasting has been concluded. The Hijrah of fasting has been concluded. Just so it goes through stages, or it went through stages, like the prohibition of intoxicants also went through stages. The Arabs, they loved the consumption of intoxicants so much, to the extent that some of their poets, their past poets, said that the Sa'ad in the Dunya, Sayyid al-Tafari, in the Neshawat, one is like Islam. He said, enjoy your life. By humanity. من النشرات والنساء الخفان but also taking the shawat, things that will intoxicate you. This is where you can enjoy your life. Take the intoxicants to the level of not to become drunkards or become drunk, because this is what enjoyment of your life. So the Arabs, they were so much interested in the consumption of intoxicants to the level that what they would drink it and they become intoxicated. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to remove this from there, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also took this. It made it go through stages. So the first thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa min thamarati an-nakhil wal a'nab tattakhidhuna sakaran tattakhidhuna min sakaran wa rizqan hasanan. From the fruits of an-nakhil and that of Inab, that is the grapevine, and that of the farm, you take what sakara is by intoxication, what is called hasan. And you also watch, take risk that is hasan, risk that is what? That is good, provision that is good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can watch, risk is haram, what is called hasan. The one who is stealing now and is making money from the stealing is making money from cheating people. It's risk from Allah, but this risk is what? The risk of haram. But you know what? The risk is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So risk of haram is the risk that is what? That is good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, from this grapevine you make what? Risk of haram. And you also make what? Someone that is what sakar that will intoxicate you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said today that you take from this thing today something that is what? That is fi amanatu then not you have what manatu benefit things that will benefit you. The fact that things benefit you doesn't mean that what? The things are what? Halal. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verse concerning the intoxicant, that you take from it benefit and what? Ism. You also take from it ism, sin. Wa ismuhuma akbar min naf'ihima. So it means that you get from that thing, they are more, or it's more than what? The benefit that you get from it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what? La taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. You not go near Salah while you are intoxicated. That's why that is tested. Then before the fourth stage, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ وَوَيْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Allah ما قال وقف الخمر والميسر intoxicant and gambling والأزلام and also the Islam, the game that they play, wisdom in Arab is shaitan. Allah said what? Jalis. They are fish in Arab is shaitan. They are the animal of shaitan. First, tell you who we will from each, la'allah from two shaitan. So that once you be successful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama yuridu shaitan wa yuridu a'zina kumulis adawat wal barhaba fil khan wal maysir وَيَنْصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنْ صَلَاةِ وَالْعَجُمْ تَوْمُ. Shaitan wants to cause enmity and rancor amongst you and the consumption of intoxicants. Likewise, aim, gambling, وَيَنْصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنْ صَلَاةِ. He wants to turn you away from the remembrance of Allah. He wants to turn you away from prayer. فَالْعَجُمْ مُنْتَهُ. So go away from it. Hard here is not oppression, according to scholars of Balaga. From answering to you, will you go away from it? It's not oppression. It's telling you go away from it in a more emphatic way. When you tell your child, you stop that nonsense, you are not asking the question. You are telling what? They should stop that nonsense. So when Allah says, "Antum muntahun," Allah is not asking us questions. Huh? Allah is telling us that what we should go away from. Because He has said, "What? First, tell evil who? Go away from duty." So if you look at it, the case of the Republicans, the prohibition went to what? Stages. The prohibition went to what? Stages. The same thing is applicable to what? Fasting. The establishment, so to say, of fasting, or the making it compulsory of fasting, also went to what? Or went to stages. Because when we say ibadah is what? Freedom to attack. Worship of Allah is what? Freedom to attack. You do and what? You don't do. There are things that what you be asked to do. When you fast, for instance, now you are what? You are living, eating, drinking, having sexual intercourse with your wife. This is what? Start to shake. You are living something. And when you are running for life, you are doing what? You are doing something. So, both of them are difficult. For you to now create time and what? And you observe for that, maybe within 10, 15 minutes of your time. You don't have to do this. This is what? It's freedom. And it's something that is difficult to do. Why in the Allah said, you are in the Allah said, Sharon. Allah said, this is what is clear, it's something that is difficult except for the Allah Sharon. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who believe to themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing is that difficult to start. Tarakun is something of enjoyment, is something that is difficult. Showing in Tawbikan is something that is difficult. Showing the sleeping with one's wife, showing the taking of things that what one would like is something that is difficult. But when one does this is what? Ibadah. So fasting of Ramadan is something that is compulsory. It became compulsory at the last stage when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ لِكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whoever witnesses the moon, or whoever sees the moon, فَلْيَصُمْ, he should fast. But because our deen is the deen of Yusuf, the deen of lenience, Allah's leniency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed on all things that we will not be able to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْكُمْ شَهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ. So whoever amongst you is sick or is on a journey, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ, he should fast them back in some other days. But the obligation of this is what is established. Now the author commences his book of Siyam with the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما فليصوم. متفق عليه. The author begins with the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تقدموا رمضان. Do not proceed رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين for the fasting of a day or 2 days. إلا رجل, except in the case of a man كان يصوم صوما that is used to a fasting. Or if that fire to move, it should what? It should fast it. Now, what is Ramadan? Ramadan is the ninth month of the Hijri calendar. That is the ninth month. Why is it called Ramadan? Some people say it is called Ramadan لأنه يرمض الظروف, because it melts the sin. It is called Ramadan. So some scholars say this is the reason why it's called Ramadan. But the issue is that what? Ramadan has been called Ramadan, or has been called Ramadan before it was made compulsory. Over the Kuffar, they will call it Ramadan. So in that lesson, prayer said it is called Ramadan because it's a month where the sun will be very, very hot. So they call it Ramadan because it is a late in March. So that's why they call it Ramadan. Whichever one, we know that what the name of the month is what? Ramadan. And what is the blessed month in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a month in which the Quran was revealed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran hudan linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse that the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And in this month we also have a night called Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We have reviewed it in Laylatul Qadr. Reviewed what? Reviewed it. The eight is referred to the Quran. So this means that what? Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan, because we have what? The verse where Allah says, Shall Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Allah has established in this verse that the Quran was reviewed in what? In the month of Ramadan. Then Allah said, what? Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We reviewed it in the month of, into what? In the night of Qadr. That is night of Qadr, but we was part and part of what? Of Ramadan. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ in another hadith, the hadith of Waqila, which is Al-Bar Rasulullah ta'ala authenticated in Islam in Sahihah, it was said it was on the 24th night of Ramadan that the Quran was reviewed. So, the Prophet of Allah in his hadith said, لَا تَقَدَّمُوا رَمَضَانَ بِصَوْدِ يَوْمٍ وَلَا يَوْمٍ. Do not receive Ramadan with the fasting of a day or 2 days. Now there is what Ishkal there. Maybe there is a problem somewhere. Now we have the hadith, as we shall read, that the Prophet of Allah would fast most of what? Ramadan, as Sha'ban. Or in another hadith, Aisha was asked what? Awgulna. Or he fast what? All of it. Now, is there no contradiction between this hadith and this hadith? The hadith that the Prophet Allah will fast Sha'ban, there is no much that he will fast to make more than Sha'ban, apart from Ramadan. He will fast most of it, or all of it, as containing the report from Aisha radiallahu anha. And here it first of Allah Ta'ala is telling us, لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم أو يوم. Don't you see the fasting of Ramadan a day or night or 2 days? Don't you see this? We said there is no ishkal, or ishkal is something that is resolved. Why? Because it says, إِلَّا رَجُلٌ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا. Except somebody who is used to fasting a day. For your soul, maybe you should fast. So which means the one who is fasting in Sha'ban with the intention of fasting in Sha'ban can continue to go, can continue to fast because what is used to that. Like the one who is used to fasting Monday, Thursday, can continue to fast only if it what? Only if it happens to be on the last night of what? Or the last day of Sha'ban, it can fast. Because it's used to fasting Monday, Thursday. Or one who is used to some other fasting like that, so used to fast once, often and often, maybe you fast a day on, a day off, a day on, a day off, the fasting of Dawood, you can also watch, fast. So, there is hadith, who is the hadith talking about? The hadith talking about somebody who wants to fast a day before Ramadan in order to be on the safe side. Because they don't want to meet the 4 days of Ramadan. In actually, okay, let me fast 2 days before. So if I fast 2 days before or a day before, with that, I would have watched. Now we are indulged. What is today's date? What is today's date? Fourth of Sha'ban. Fourth of Sha'ban. Fifth of Sha'ban. Which one is correct? Okay, in order to be on the same side, let me take it as what? Fifth of Sha'ban. That is, somebody who says, okay, I can't really tell that today is 29th of Sha'ban, or 30th of Sha'ban, I can't really tell, or today is what? fast of Ramadan, I can't even tell. Because if you are saying what, today is fast of Ramadan, if you are saying what, today is packet of Shaban, I think today is 29th of it. To be on the first part, let me fast today. To be on what? First today is what? 29, no problem. Today is 30, no problem. Today is fast of Ramadan, no problem. To be on the safe side. The Prophet Muhammad said, no, don't try to be on the safe side. لا تقدموا رمضان لسوي يوم أو يومين. Don't do that. Don't try to be on the safe side. You want to fast two days before Ramadan or a day before Ramadan. Your fast is commencing when Ramadan is what? Excited. Or when the country is what? Thirty. So, if the country is not thirty, and the moon is not sighted, don't tell ourselves, we are not yet in Ramadan. We are not yet what? In Ramadan. Don't need to be on the safe side. We don't need to be on the safe side yet. So what we need is what? What we need is, you are sure of this? What we are sure is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you for. And that's why you don't say because to be on the safe side, let us make use of what? The absolute calculation in determining the commencement of what? Ramadan. We don't need it. We don't need what? The absolute calculation to be on the safe side. No. When somebody fasts or somebody eats, in the day of Ramadan, because if he would or is sure that that is not the first day of Ramadan, the person is not simple before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we say, I don't want to eat the first of what? I don't want to eat the first of Ramadan. So I want to be on the first side. So I'll fast the day that what? That is shak, that is doubt, whether it is first of Ramadan or 30th of Shaban. As we shall read the hadith of Abdullah ibn Yasir. He says, man sama al-yawm alladhi yushakku fihi. Whoever fasts the day in which there is doubt, that is 30th of Sha'ban, which some people say, it may be first of Ramadan, we can't really tell, but for the Asma Abul Qasim, he has disobeyed Abul Qasim. Because what Abul Qasim said is what? La taqaddamu sawma Ramadan, la taqaddamu Ramadan bi sawmi yawmin wa la yawmin. إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما فليصوم. Except somebody who is used to fasting. That is no relationship with what? Ramadan. Not that I'm fasting, not to be on the safe side of Ramadan. No. If you are used to fasting on the first day, you can fast. If you are used to what? Fasting most of Sha'ban, as well, the Prophet of Allah can do, you can do. If you are used to fasting a day off, you can do. But for you to say, I'm going to fast because I want to be on the safe side, because this may be the first of Ramadan, maybe target of Shaban to be on the safe side, let me fast. If you do that, for the Asa of Al-Qasim. When I've done that, for the Asa of Al-Qasim, he has disobeyed the order of Al-Qasim. Now there is a hadith that we shall come across, inshallah, and that is the hadith that is an example of Shaban. فلا تصوموا. When Sha'ban is off, فلا تصوموا. Do not fast. This hadith, if you look at it outwardly, it goes against what? The practice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Based on the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that they will fast most of Sha'ban or all of it. That is, in itself, she didn't say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the most fasting. Huh? More than that of what Sha'ban accepts, that of Ramadan. So when he tells us the concept of a Sha'ban Salah Tasum, what is the meaning of this hadith? Some scholars, like Al-Imam Ali ibn Madini, Abdurrahman ibn Mahdi, said this hadith in Ta'rif. Al-Imam Ahmad also follows suit in the hadith in Ta'rif. But a lot of scholars authenticated the hadith. Sheikh Al-Albani and many others, and those before Al-Albani, they were considered hadith. They said there is no contradiction. What this hadith is talking about is an attack of a Sha'ban Salah Tasum. We do not fast at the beginning of Sha'ban. When it is that act of Sha'ban, that's what I want to fast. They said, Father, for soon, don't commit fasting at that point. So that is the meaning. Except if you are to watch fasting a day on, a day watch, a day off, or you are used to fasting Monday, Thursday. But for you to say, I want to fast Sha'aban, fasting Sha'aban as well, fasting, you want to fast for Sha'aban, Father, for soon. He said, this is the meaning of the hadith. Some scholars said, no, this is with respect to the Ummah, not to the Prophet of Allah. As for the Prophet of Allah, he can fast much. But this explanation is not good. It's not as correct as the first explanation. So we have statement of scholars saying the hadith is not authentic, because this hadith contradicts established a hadith. We have scholars who said, no, there is no contradiction. We can easily marry this hadith together. That is, in the start of a Sha'aban, when you do not fast at the beginning of Sha'aban, then the middle of Sha'aban is now to fast Sha'aban. No, Father Rasul, do not fast. So with this, we emphasize the hadith. So the Prophet of Allah says, إِلَّا رَجُلٌ كَانَ يَصُومُ صَوْمًا فَلْيَصُومْ. Except somebody who is used to fasting, then فَلْيَصُومْ, they should fast. The lamb here is lamb with hands. Well, I will use the kujub. This lamb is lamb of what? Command. And this command is what? Means it is compulsion. Is that what should be understood from it? No. When we are prohibited not to do something, then we now have Amru asking us to do it after we were prohibited not to do it. That Amru calls to what? You feel in the maha. It means it is what? For these people to do. Not at what? It is. It is compulsion to do it. Just like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in many verses, when it will say, when you are in the state of Haram, you are performing Hajj, or Umrah, he said you should not kill something, you shouldn't hunt. He said, but when you finish, when you go out of what? Go out of the state of Ihram, fastahu, hunt. So fastahu here is also what? Combat. Does that mean that after finishing the rites of Hajj, or after going out of Ihram, as you know what? It is compulsory of me to what? To hunt. No. For if I put you at the scholar, when this prayer on the day of Jummah is concluded, find the shoes in Hajj. Go out. What are we wanting? I'm back looking for what? The Father of Allah. If the prayer of Jummah is concluded, if I go to my house and sleep, have I acted against the command of Allah that said what? Fantasy room till earth. What are we wanting? Have I gone against that? No. So you have verses like this. Some of us not understand the Quran, or some of us not understand the Arabic language. We say, well, this is command. So when you finish it, though, it's compulsory that you have to go and walk. If you don't walk, you are going against us, that's bad. I think Allah said, well, I put your salah on Teshiru, you are going to sleep in Allah's salah on Teshiru. So I think Allah said, well, I have to first talk, when you come out of the state of Sihran in your army or whatever, for stars, go and hunt. You are not hunting. So this will be what? Misunderstanding of the text. And that was scholars to give us the principle. And Amru ba'da nahyi yufidu al-ibaha. Amru commandment after prohibition. Yufidu al-ibaha. If this what? You can do it. Not what it is compulsory to do. The Prophet Allah said, "What kuntuna aitikum and ziyarat al-qubur are forbidding you from what? Visiting the grave. Fazumuha. So visit them. I was forbidding you from visiting the grave. This is what? Nothing. Then after that you have what? Fazuru a command. So is it compulsory to do ziyarat al-qubur? No. Father God, you can't take it to those to be composed. What to the highest you can be is what it will be such bad. That's the highest. Likewise, when he asks us not to keep, or he asks the companions not to keep the sacrificial animal of the abortion, the sacrificial animal of age, he asked them not to keep that, they should distribute everything. He then told them, or later told them, that I have asked you not to do that, do it now. He said, for all your faith from it, what general came from it, for some that you offer you as other come. Some of them, Kolo ate from it, what general came, for the some that who gave what? Other come. So if I slaughter my sacrificial animal and what? I did not take from it, I give everything out to Sodom. Am I sinful? No. Am I acting against Kolo? No. And that's why somebody who slaughters his sacrificial animal of what? Doing Hajj, maybe that of Tamasho, his compact has not received anything from it. He has not acted against the order of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should understand this. Because these are things that a lot of people do not understand that lead them into taking erroneous beliefs. Destroying things all in the name of what? Defending Islam. So this is la rajulu except a man or a woman. Kana yasawmu sawman that is used to a fast. For yasawm, he should fast it. It's not a command. So if you are used to fasting Monday, Thursday, and because you have watched the Shaaban towards the end of it, you have to put several for your soul that I must fast it. No, for your soul only means your watch. You can watch. You can fast it. So this is something that we ought to understand. وعن عمار بن ياسر رضي الله عنه قال من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه فقد عصى أبا القاسم. وذكره البخاري تعليقا ووصله الخمسة وصححه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان. From عمار بن ياسر. عمار بن ياسر, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the woman that the Prophet Muhammad said was يقتله الفئة الباغية, the aggressive party will kill you. And he was killed during the battle between, that happened between the camp of Ali radiallahu anhu and the other camp. So he was killed during this battle, the one that happened between the camp of Ali radiallahu anhu and that of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So when Ammar bin Yasir was killed in this, some people said, oh, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Tulu Fiatul Baghiya, then the camp of Muawiyah is the fear of Baghiya. Because people in the camp of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu are those who killed Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu. Then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was reported to have said, إِنَّمَا قَتَلَهُ مَنْ أَخْرَجَهُ. The fear of Baghiya are those who brought him out. That is not what push Ammar to participate in this. They are the fear of Baghiya. Now, most of them they believe in what? In the Hadith. But the Hadith is applicable to whom? To those who killed him in the camp of Muawiyah. But some say, look, they took him to fear in Baghiya, yes. So in Nama Fatalahu, and Akhrajahu. Those who brought him out killed him. So this is Ammar bin Yasir, the one who was killed after Shaheed. So the two camps, there was misunderstanding, and this misunderstanding was caused by the Khawarij. The Khawarij in the camp of Ali radiallahu anhu, who was trying to cause trouble between the two companions. They were taking to Ali radiallahu anhu false information about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, as if Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was against the government of from Ali radiallahu anhu. So these people, the commentary is wrong. They call it wrong between the two companions. So, and this led to the battle between them. Each can feel what believing that he was upon his wish. They were not fighting because of one thing, they were fighting in order to watch for what he did. And the other man was suggesting to people that no, we know those who killed Uthman of the Allah, they were riffraffs. Those people, they also be brought to book, but there are ways. We have to be careful in dealing this. Not only this, no, we have to do this immediately. These people ought to be brought to book. They also be dealt with. So, when people knew that what they were going to deal with them, they started what? Fomenting trouble, trying to cause rancor among the companions, so that they would take this to this. And this was a lesson to those who are coming after the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. Not that the fight that went between them, not because they were doing it, they didn't do it because of what? Because of dunya. Unlike people who are killing themselves for political reasons today, those who are taking the lives of people for just no cause. No. But the shahid here is that what? We are asked by the Prophet of Allah not to dabble into whatever transpired among his companions. Even the junior companions were asked not to dabble into what transpired among the elder, among the companions. When the companion who fought tirelessly, in the person of Khalid ibn Walid, radiallahu anhu, when he says something injurious to another companion who also stands in the cause of Islam, in the person of Abdurrahman ibn Awf, he says something injurious about Abdurrahman ibn Awf. Abdurrahman ibn Awf among those who embraced Islam at the early stage. Khalid ibn Walid embraced Islam later, but he was a great warrior. He was a great fighter for Islam. To the extent that the Prophet of Allah called him Sayyidullah ibn Maslul, the sword of Allah. When he said something injurious to Abdurrahman ibn Awf, the Prophet said, what? La tasubbu ashabi. Do not abuse my companions. Both of them were his companions. But this, they are what? The forerunners among the companions of the Prophet of Allah. La tasubbu ashabi. Walau anna ahdakum anfaqa mithla ukhdi ghaban. If any one of you were to spend the amount of month wood in gold as sadaqah, it's not equal to just a mood or half a mood of grain spent by this people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La yatawi man anfaqa in qabli al-fajr. Those who spend before what? The conquest, before the fast. Wakadal and fought before the conquest. They are not the same thing as those who spend Wakadal and fought after the conquest. Wakulla wa'adallahu shusna. They both have what? Good promise to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are not the same. And that is the problem of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the same. That he gives to whom he wills. So Ammar ibn Yasir was the one killed in this battle. Ammar ibn Yasir reported or said that the Prophet of Allah said, or he said, Man sama al-yawm al-ladhi yushakku fihi, whoever fast the day of Dawud, faqad asa Abul Qasim. He has what? Disobeyed Abul Qasim. Why? Because what Abul Qasim said is what? La taqaddamu Ramadan. We start to know what I am. But somebody says, oh, Messenger of Allah, you are saying, but I want to be on the safe side. This day that we are in doubt, whether it's the 10th of Sha'ban or 1st of Ramadan, I will prefer fasting so that I will not meet the 1st day of Ramadan. You can be what? You can be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like those who went to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they asked for the ibadah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were told, Ka'anun taqalluha. It's like they deleted the ibadah of the Prophet of Allah sallam, or they deleted the whole ibadah. But what ibadah are we doing? And one of them said, what? I will be fasting all day. No watch. No uniform. All day I'll be fasting. There is no day my watch, but I'll be off. General, I'll say, well, as for me, I will forget what has to do with what? Marriage. I'm not going to marry. I will abandon marriage. Now, he's not saying what? He's not going to marry because it's what? It's not sexually fit. Huh? He's not saying what? I'm not going to marry because I'm not interested in women. He said what? I'm not going to marry because what? I want to grow near one. And this is what? This. That clause, because I want to draw near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that clause makes it work deeper. So that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was informed about this, he was angry, seriously angry. And he said to them, to their face, he said to them, أَنَا أَخْشَاكُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْشَاكُمْ لَهِ. I fear Allah more than you do. And this is something that is uncommon with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah said, "Sirini la arshu, I hope I will be so and so." When he talked about the post, wasila, he said, "This is what manzila that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote, kept for the servant of God." He said, "Wa arshu an akuna anhu, I hope that I will be the one." Just tell me what that was. He is Akshana of God. He is the most pious of us. But he will hardly say things like this. But what is it when they caused him to be angry? He told them, "In me, I fear Allah more than you people. So in me, I will fast, I will break. What in me, I will do nothing at night and I will also sleep at night. And what? I also marriage. From Allah Ibrahim's sunnah, he perished the beginning. Whoever goes away from my sunnah is not part of me. So the one who says, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, I've heard what you have said, but to be on the safe side, I'm going to fast that year for what? Sha'ban, because I'm in doubt in the first of Ramadan." And now the Yasir, Rabbi Allah, he said, "Man saw the yawm al-ladhi yushakku fihi faqad afa al kafir." Whoever passed the day of doubt, he has disobeyed Abu Qasim. What is the day of doubt? The day of doubt undoubtedly is the first year of what? Sha'ban. But when he doubts whether it is what? First of Ramadan or not. Why? Who can tell us the reason why then? Why it is doubt whether the second of Sha'ban or first of Ramadan? Yes? Because of the appearance of the two saints? No, the question is, why the status of Sha'ban? Why the status of Sha'ban regarded as what? Yawm al-Shahr.
Because of difference in
mounting? Because the monk can either be what? 59 or 90. So when you say 10 years of what? Sha'ban, so that means he can either watch first of Ramadan. And you can't call yourself first of Ramadan because what? The moon has not been started. So can we call it 10 years of Sha'ban? So he said, possibly the moon has been started somewhere, or so some people are putting what? Possibility. But that way it's regarded as what? The old shark, the day of doubt. So when somebody who will let him shut the TV, whoever finds the day of doubt for the author, have a problem. Now there are some reports, there are some companions who do that, who fast like that. Take for instance, if the day is clear, every day is clear, or the day is what? The day is cloudy. A cloudy day, there's possibility that what? The moon has what? Appear, but we can't see because of what? The cloud. But if the day is clear, that is what? Huh? That is what? Intention. So some people will say, if there is rain, that one can pass because the moon is what? Most likely the moon is there, but you can't see it. So some scholars will keep that. And that's why the mother of the Malikiyah will talk about fasting in view of what? Of shock. What? Fasting in view of what? Of doubt. But the statement of Amar ibn Yasir and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough. They are correct. So, Yawm al-Shak should not watch, should not be a day of fasting. Shouldn't fast. Because in what? We are sure that what? When the month of Ramadan. So, if from Mazhab, they will say what? Don't eat from the day of Shak. At the same time, don't count it as what? Don't eat and don't regard your fasting as what? As part of the Ramadan. No, we take what? And that's right. If you don't examine this part of the what? Ramadan. If you don't examine this, you are carrying, you carry it as part of the Ramadan. So if you keep damage what? You are not regarding as part of the Ramadan. But what the Prophet of Allah Salaam said, after Qabdam or Ramadan before learning how your name is not. Then the statement of Anwar ibn Yasir also would address his day. Man saw man yawm al-ladhi yushakku fihi faqad asa out of counsel. So this is a report by Bukhari, rahmahullah ta'ala, but he reported it ta'liqan. Ta'liqan. What is ta'liqan? Who can explain? This nad is not there. When a hadith or a statement of a companion is mentioned in a book of hadith, in the book of a hadith that will mention shame, like Sahih Bukhari, which was Haddathana, Fulan, and Fulan, Haddathana, right? Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslims, and Abu Dawud, and Tirmidhi, they will provide shame of any hadith. So that what? If you disagree with them in what? In their authentication, you can also follow suit. In what? Looking at shame. Okay, so and so person, oh, it's weak, but Abu Dawud has said, at least what is authentic, but in the shame, there is so and so person. So, I do not watch, submit to a watch conclusion. Because the shame is there for you. And that is one of the duties of these books. They will record with a hadith, particularly books other than the Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, and others. They will record with a hadith, but they will provide shame. One of the benefits is that what? You can see the shame of the hadith. So that what? You won't think the hadith is what? Sahih. Another benefit is that what? They will provide the shame of the hadith so that when you come across another hadith that is saying the same Latin but we differentiate a bit. We can use this to corroborate this so that what it will elevate to the level of Hassan. So if they have not produced this or not recorded this, you will not be able to what elevate the other one to the level of Hassan. And that's why the way Abu Dawud, Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, the way they wrote their own book is different from Bukhari. Bukhari has said what? I want to maintain authentic hadith only. It's a good way, but that of Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i is also what? It's a good way. So it depends on the method somebody wants to use in what? In compiling. But the Shah in the end is that what? Al-Imam Bukhari mentioned this after of Anwar ibn Yasir without mentioning the Shia. And he will do this a lot. That is not talking about what major ahadith. Maybe talking about statement of compiling. Or apparently he has mentioned the hadith before. Then he wants to make use of that same hadith in another place. Instead of quoting the shame again, we just quote the hadith. So that's why you say some of the hadith that he mentioned, ta'liqan, some of them are what? Have their shame, maybe in the same book, Sahih Bukhari, or some of his books. So he just said what Amar ibn Yasir says. من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه فقد عفى من قبل لا تشرك. Now if Imam Bukhari mentioned it and asked like this very hadith like that without the shirk, should we take it? Should we take it?
Yes.
The answer is what? He has what? We have to verify. Now, after then Imam Bukhari said what? Qala. قال علي علي سيد قال ابن عمر ابن عمر قال عمار عمار سيد It is authentic to Ali, it is authentic. If he mentioned the shame, is the shame authentic to the person that he has mentioned? But can we say, Hukia and Ali, it is reported from Ali, that means the shame is not authentic to Ali. How that is clear? But if you say, Kala Ali, Ali said, that means it is authentic to Ali. If you say, Hukia and Ali, that means it is not authentic to Ali. There is a shame in it. In the shape. So with this, they will say, Bukhari reported some reports in Sir Hassan Jafri in the form of what? Affirming it. That is when he ascribed directly to that person. But when he says it is reported from, who reports it? Huh? So in that case, this is what? It's reported the Sir Hassan Jafri. And that's why you have to understand. It's not as when you are reading Sahih Bukhari, whenever you see what, everything is just taken. Unless those that have what? Clear shape. How this is clear? Yeah. Unless those that have what? Clear shape. So Bukhari reported it, Ta'liqan, wa wa sabahu khamsatu, and the five. Who are the five? Who are the five? Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, and now according to the terminology of the author of this book, when you say the five, who are the five? Ahmad? Okay, now complete. Abu Dawud, Ahmad, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, and what? Ahmad. Huh? So the four books. Sorry? The four books, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Tirmidhi, and what? Ibn Majah was Ahmad. When he said the four, he's referring to the four books. According to what is told terminology in the book. So you have to also understand the terminology of the writer. وَلَا مُشْرَحَةَ فِي الْكِلَاحِ And there is no fighting watch in terminology. As long as terminology itself is not something that is forbidden by Allah and His Messenger. So we can decide to use a plan for something, there is no harm in that. So the five recorded, also recorded it, with what? With the shame. Wa-wa-sala. I think they reported it what? To the shame, and see the shame. And going back to the shame is what? Is authentic. So at the statement of Ammar bin Yasir. But could Ammar bin Yasir have said this out of his own statement? No. He must have heard this from the Prophet of Allah. And the hadith that you read earlier is what? Is supposed to this claim. Huh? That now at Satan Ramadan, the Soviet Union, our Yomim. Don't fast. Before Ramadan, 2 days or a day or 2 days. Inna Rasulullah kana yasumu sawman fal yasumu. Except for them, if you say a particular fasting like Monday, Thursday, like the fasting of 3 days in every month, huh? Like the fasting of a day holiday or fasting of Shaban. So they have references in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah we are going to stop there, but we make attempt to read as many as possible from the book before Ramadan comes in. Inshallah this is what will be taking part in the Ramadan, that is in the end of Shaban inshallah. So we will stop the book of Aqidah, we will resume inshallah after Ramadan. So we take this hadith from fasting till the end of Sha'ban, inshallah. So then possibly, maybe towards the end of it, people can just take the few hadith from the Zakat al-Fitr, because we left those hadith, we jump to خصم طرح التطور sort of what taking that of the past of the Jews. I'm trying to take some of these hadith as their relevance. Now we are facing Ramadan. Ramadan is also what facing us. It is good that we take some hadith on fasting. So subhanallah, Allah, we have to ask Allah, we have to ask Allah, we Now the disposition of the Muslim on the 29th of Sha'ban, that he is left in the past yet, night of Sha'ban or the fourth day of Ramadan, that is the Yom Kippur. The disposition is that he shouldn't consider it in the worst cost of Ramadan until that it is good that it was possible for them. She wants to sleep, she wants to sleep. So, and if he hears before Fajr that he knows he is excited or excited, then he considers it was possible for them. If he doesn't hear till Fajr that he knows he is excited, that means he continues on his belief that what Sha'ban can be started. So you consider the word 30th of Sha'ban. But maybe during the day he was told that the moon was fighting last night. What happens? In a situation like this, they should stop eating. Then he starts fasting from there. Now the fasting, is he going to count it as part of Ramadan or just not to eat during Ramadan? Some scholars say just not to eat during Ramadan, because that is what post of Ramadan is. So he shouldn't eat in it. At the same time, he should not regard it as part of what Ramadan. This is what a lot of scholars say. But minority of scholars said, why? You are punishing him with that. Can I take it as what post of Ramadan, or you are allowing to eat? But for us, you shouldn't allow him to eat, because that is what post of Ramadan. So if you fast it, but you are teaching something, they said, yes, this is also the same thing which is to the Yom Ashura. When some people, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent somebody out to announce to people that today is the day of Ashura, he said, whoever has eaten should stop eating. And whoever has not taken anything shouldn't eat anything. It was not important that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered those who had eaten something to pay back the day of Ashura. So that shows that what? They will not pay it back. Wallahu a'lam. Now the second question, somebody, a Muslim who is going and a Christian meets him on the way and says, please wait till we leave church. Now this may form in 2 weeks. A Christian may see you and he knows that you are a Muslim. Based on your appearance, he sees that this is a Muslim. But he has that encounter to ask him, just as he will do. You know, at times some of them will see you with what? With your Islamic appearance, and they will still come and distribute leaflets to you. This type of courage the Muslims do not have it. When Muslims start wars to panic, majority populace starts wars to creep in. It is. But then they train them that watch, you have to watch, you have to be courageous. You have to be bold. Don't mind. Approach them. So a Christian sees you and comes to you to ask you within church. So you don't need to respond. You just watch. Because people to appearance can see that what is a Muslim. But let's say from what appearance, if he doesn't know that this person is there, so that he's having one saying what? I'm a Muslim. And I can't watch directly to that place. You should have that watch, that boldness to say it. The higher that you ask is that when you are also looking for a mosque, you will not direct you. That is the reason. So if he's asking about something else, and that as long as where he's asking something about, it's not mafia. It's not something of sin. So you expect similar things from him. Tell him I'm a Muslim, I don't direct people to church. So be bold. Because a lot of us today we prove the world cowards when it comes to what proving our religion. And they take us for granted. So that is what the problem. So if your appearance shows that what you are a Muslim, then he now insists on asking you something like that. You don't need to answer him. Unless you want to just emphasize it that sorry, I can't direct you to that place. I'm a Muslim. So unless if you know that maybe that person he has been given the church as what as a description of the place that he's looking for. If somebody is looking for a place and they say what that place is what is behind or beside the Muslim church or beside so and so. If you know from what from his question or from the statement that he's using that place as what a place to locate where he's looking for, then in that place you can respond. But if you know he's going to that place, don't direct him, because Adabu ala al-Qaymi al-Fa'il. Don't direct what to move that one was good. One, the opposite was Adabu ala al-Sharri al-Fa'il. The one who directs one to evil is what? That the one who has done it. And the Prophet said what? مَلْتَلْنَ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً Whoever initiates a bad path فَعَلَيْهِ وِزُرُهَا وَوِزُرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ The thing will be done by me and all every person that ought watch does that evil to the day of Qiyamah. دُوْرَ يَوْكُ سَمِنْ أَوْضَارِمْ شَيْءٍ Without reducing anything of their own sin to the poor, they will bear their own sin and they will bear his own sin for directing them or for initiating what the sunnah said here. Now that's the worst one. Okay. And if you don't know, you can say you don't know. But if you know, it is good to say, I'll keep you don't feel that the person will kill you. It is good for us to say out what you believe. It is good to say out what you believe. Rather than saying what I don't know. I know. So why is it that area when you say the truth, nobody? It's because we can't earn you. So it is good to say what? To tell the truth, sort of what trying to look for a conduit of presenting your matter. But if you say you don't know it's less than saying what by directing the person to the place, because you don't want the person to move down the point. So you have directed him to something that is deep. Allah. Now when one is the prayer or one is reciting the Quran and the Imam is even khutbah, or maybe the living lecture is mentioning the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what should you do? In that case, what is the more correct approach? That is not, you are not affected by that. That is not applicable to you because you are busy observing it. For the tradition of the Quran, you must stop the tradition of the Quran and watch response. But when you are in Salah, you are not affected by that. So, Allah wa'ala. Some scholars have the opinion that when one hears the name of the person mentioned while you are in Salah, that you do what you do is silent. But the more correct opinion is that you are not affected by that. Allah wa'ala. There is a kind of, let me say, a witchy statement. There was a seminar organized by WADU, that is the World Assembly of Muslims, whatever. So in 1995 or 6, if I'm not mistaken. So there was a boy that was asked to deliver a talk. So he represented one of the madaris. He was asked to deliver the talk. So I was not talking about the importance of Salah al-Nabi, this Salah al-Nabi, this Salah al-Nabi. He now said to the extent that even when you are in the toilet, when you hear the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned, you should do what? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any whatever situation you find yourself, so you deliver the talk and people are laughing at the statement. So people at times want to provoke him. So whenever I was praying, he was observing maybe nothing like this. People deliberately thought they mentioned the name of the Prophet of Allah. Based on what he has said, I wish he would say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after he said, that's Muhammad. He would say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just. So the answer that your manager, they had to question that, no, you have to stop this rubbish in that chair. So, what it may not be applicable to one when you are in Salah.
Allah.
Let me say something about the question.
When
it was
constantly
mentioned to you, so we have to place Allah on him once or whatever the name is mentioned. That is the cheapest, someone who is outside Salah. Yes, Salah is the agree on that. Is it compulsory that whenever the name of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned, you have to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or in a city, you say it once, it's enough. Wallahu a'lam, when you say it once, it's enough. But when you say it as many as possible, this is also what you want to do. But at least in the teaching, you say it once. Wallahu a'lam.
And to the Arabs, it's so language that they understand the
content and the meaning of the word.
But I don't
know, I'm not sure.
I don't understand
the man. Well, this is not a matter of sense. It's a matter of knowing the reason why people did not respond to the thing did not respond. And the issue of saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is bid'ah. It was not the practice of the companions of the Prophet of Allah Salaam to ask the people to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those of course who say it here, we say it not because we love the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we are doing this in order to get the attention of the people. So once you get the attention of the people, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, try to move across some streets. Who would this itself is bigger? This is the word. Why using the name of the Prophet to get the attention of the people? In the Hajjat al-Wada, in the last pilgrimage of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he wanted to get the attention of the people, he told Bilal also, "Istansitimnas, ask the people to listen." It is the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very mistaken. Nor is any of the companions say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to get attention. You can tell them listen, answer to, listen. This is enough. But for you to use the cross of that one as a stepping stone to achieve your aim, this is not what. This is not so. These are to do that. So when somebody says that, somebody may